coach the Wildcats back home tonight against George Washington, but coming off a real good week last week, two wins in the conference over St. Louis and George Mason. What did you see from your Wildcats that you really liked?
John, I love the rhythm, the flow we had from halftime of St. Louis right through the George Mason game. We are clicking from the standpoint of a defensive connectivity and making good decisions on offense and getting a lot of people involved. And we had three 10-0 runs against George Mason, which is something this program hasn't had in quite some time. And for us to get three of them in one game was very encouraging for me.
Coach, you know, it's interesting when you get into the conference season, it's almost like every week is a season unto itself because usually you have two conference games. So it's very important to build momentum in that kind of a schedule.
And from top to bottom in this conference, John, you can't take a night off. There's just no easy outs. And I think you see that Rhode Island is out front, undefeated, but everyone else is bunched together, and that's going to be the way it's played out through the next 8 weeks.
Coach, tonight George Washington comes to town. What can you tell us about the Colonials, and what are you going to have to do to win this game?
Well, they have a point guard who has started, he's a sophomore, started all last year as a freshman. They have a senior from Japan named Yuta Watanabe, who's been starting for 4 years. They have a sixth-year senior who actually transferred from Harvard and is in his sixth year, who I think is one of the most unheralded players in this conference, Patrick Steves. And they've got a lot of other parts that present a very, very dangerous roster to us.
Defensively, what will they try to do to Davidson?
They will mix and match. They play some 2-3 zone. They play some 1-3-1. They play man-to-man, and they have, I think, two versions of their man. Sometimes they're really up on you, and sometimes they play more of a passing lane defense. So they might double down on Peyton Aldrich, and interesting to see who they start Watanabe on. He's an all-defensive performer in the league, and he covered Jack Gibbs last year, and he's 6'9", so I'm not sure who he's going to match up with tonight, but that'll set the tone for what we're doing offensively.
Coach, against St. Louis at home last week, you used some zone, and I thought it was a very effective zone. How did you read that defense?
We've worked at it, and generally we have not spent a lot of time working on zones in the past years here. It's back in the 90s when we ran it a lot. But we have worked on it, and I think Will Tony, one of our assistant coaches, has really studied it and really made some key points to us in practice. And it's become effective for us, and you'll see it tonight as well.
Coach, a couple of headlines tonight against George Washington.
John, they're rhythm shooters. That, to me, is a consistent part of their attack. If they catch the ball in rhythm and they throw the next pass very well, if they're allowed to do that, they'll be dangerous. So we have got to break their rhythm with our arms, with our deflections, with our positioning. And on offense, I think we're going to get a lot of opportunities to shoot the ball. I think we have to be very, very poised and patient and strategic about when we shoot the ball from three and making an inside-outside attack.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks, John.